The Lord be with you.
And
with reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well." And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. From the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great. You will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's try to be dead honest. When someone hurts you, either verbally, physically, emotionally, you want to get back. Be honest. Someone hurts you, could be verbally, emotionally, on the highway. The natural reaction is, if that person has done that to me, I've got to give him his own medicine. Okay? Eye for eye and tooth for tooth. That's the way all of us are. But that's not good enough to get to heaven. Okay? It's not good enough. So there are certain supernatural virtues that we can practice only by God's grace. Humility, chastity, and mercy, we cannot live those three virtues without God's grace. Okay, I repeat. Humility, chastity, and mercy, forget it. We cannot practice that without God's grace. But with God's grace, all is possible. Okay, let me give you a summary of the first reading. And the first reading and the gospel, you notice, have similar themes on Sunday. Now, just by reading the first reading, if you just listen to it without paying attention, you're not going to understand what's going on. So I'll give you the overall context. Okay, David has been chosen by God to be the king. And David, it has a lot of gifts. In that time, Saul is the king, and David is one of his servants and soldiers. But Saul is winning a lot of battles. But David is winning more battles. So one day, Saul and David are walking into the city of Jerusalem, and the Jewish maidens are singing, "Saul has won his thousands, and David has won his 10,000s. Saul has won his thousands, and David has won his 10,000s. Okay, did they sing it exactly like that? Probably not, okay? But they were singing a song, and who heard this was Saul. And he was very jealous, very envious. From that moment on, he started to hate David. And when we arrive at the reading today, Saul has already tried to kill David already two times. He's thrown this javelin at David, and David dodges the javelin. So David has to flee from Saul. There he is with his army, and Saul and his army are camped on the other side. And David approaches, and God has put all of Saul's soldiers asleep, as well as Saul. So David approaches and sees Saul there with his sword. Everyone's asleep. What could David have done? Mission complete, though. Yep. He could have killed him just like that. And his right-hand man said, "Hey, David, God has given Saul into your grasp. Kill him." What does David say? "Let's don't do it." So David forgives Saul, even though Saul tries to kill him two times. That's the passage that you have. Understand? That's the overall three chapters of Samuel that come before it. Okay, we jump from there to the gospel. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, "Love your enemies, pray for your persecutors." See? There's the parallel theme. All right. So we have the parallel themes. Now I'd like to tell you a story. And then we have to pray over this because all of us have an Old Testament heart, which means eye for eye and tooth for tooth. We do. We have an Old Testament heart. Someone does us wrong, we want to get even. We want to get even. We'll forgive after we see him squirm like a worm in hot ashes, as they say. Okay? Okay, after we've seen him suffer a little bit, you're forgiven. We want to see him get his own. And that's not the way God wants us to act or react to people that have hurt us. Okay, here's the story. About 2 years ago, Father Craig's niece was run over by a car and killed in near the Napa Valley. And the mother of this girl that was run over by cars was kind of battling with this. So right when Mercy Sunday, she saw a YouTube of a priest in Wisconsin that gave this homily. The name of the priest was Father Dave. Okay, Father Dave. When Father Dave was a seminarian, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he was driving with some of his seminarian friends in Pennsylvania. And this drunk driver comes and slams right into their car, going through a red light. And the car it's a new accordion. Okay, it's totaled. Okay? It's totaled. None of the seminarians were killed, but the car was totaled. When he gets back to his seminary, what happens? He tells his seminary director, or his spiritual director, the fact that this guy, this drunken driver, undocumented, they can't repay any insurance for his car, has basically totaled his car. And Dave said he's very, very angry, resentful against this guy. This was the advice of his spiritual director. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Pray for that man that totaled your car. Say this: may God bless him. And may God change my heart. And Dave said, no, Father, you got it backwards. You got it backwards. No. It should be, may God change his heart and may God bless me. And his spiritual director said, no, you heard it right. And he kind of battled with his spiritual director about this. Are you kidding? And his spiritual director said, obey me. So he did that, and it took about a month on a daily basis to say that prayer day after day after day after day. And as a person on the East Coast, it's like these huge ice hills. Have you ever been to the East Coast? These huge ice hills which are exposed to sun. And my friends, it takes 3 weeks. It takes 3 weeks. Californians don't understand what I'm talking about, but you understand the idea, no? You got these ice mounds, and it's 10 degrees, and the sun is going to melt. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks. So in a certain sense, we have that ice mountain within us. It's called resentment. And by praying over it, little by little, the grace of God can start to melt that resentment in our hearts. You got it? So we're going to be dealing with this problem the rest of our lives. People are going to hurt us. They are. They're going to hurt us. And it's going to happen every day. And we're going to hurt other people too. And usually where we hurt most, it's in our families. Okay? Our family members hurt us and we hurt them. So the essential message is this. We say in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Years ago we had a priest, his name was Father Al, who was here about 18 years ago. And he said this in one of his homilies. If you don't want to forgive your neighbor, don't say the Our Father because you're a hypocrite. Wow. Because you're saying, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You want to be forgiven by God, but you're not willing to forgive your neighbor. So if we want to receive God's forgiveness, we have to forgive our neighbor. So my friends, I'd like to quote one of the famous Catholic English poets for you, okay? His name is Alexander Pope, a famous Catholic English poet. And he says this, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." Let's pray, my friends, that we will forgive and we will be divine. Amen.